Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were taught that even though we have a new man, because of the old man, we are still susceptible to sin because of lust and pride. Follow along as we study today. You know that we look back, we see Adam and Eve. Eve found out that even without an old nature at that time, she didn't have an old nature. But she was still susceptible to the enticements that would come through the eye gate. And in Genesis chapter 3, in verse 6, we read, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired and to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And she gave also to her husband and with her, and he did eat." And so there was no sin nature at the time, but enticement was there. And by that enticement, man fell, and a sin nature entered. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, we see these things which represent the works of the flesh. "Love not this world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." You can say you love God all you want to, but he says, "Oh, no. The love of the Father is not in you." When you put the worldly system, the worldly things, no, it's not there. And he goes on, "For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world." Do you realize Jesus found that the devil went after him on this very level? I mean, you think about it. Jesus was in the wilderness, and the devil says, "If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." Eve needed food as well. She looked at the food. Although there's food all around her, he made this look good. And Satan appealed to the lust of the flesh for Eve as well as for Jesus. Then the devil takes Jesus on to the temple, pinnacle of the temple, and says, "Jump off, for it is written that an angels would not allow you to even stub your toe," so to speak. "Prove yourself." But Jesus told him, "No, don't you tempt the Lord your God." With Eve, she saw it was good to look upon that fruit. And so the lust of the eyes come in, just like, well, Jesus, if you jump off the temple and not a thing happens to you, just think how that would exalt you in front of everybody. Well, Satan tried it on Jesus, who also did not have a sin nature. And then he takes him up and shows him the kingdoms of the world. He says, "I'll give you it all if you'll fall down and worship me." Eve was told, "Well, look, you'll be as gods." And just like Christ was told, "You'll have all these kingdoms." See, was was trying to appeal to the pride of life. And that's how Satan works. See, the wisdom and understanding of God knows that he not only commands us for good, but what his commands are will always be best for us in the long run. For an example, in Romans 8, 28 and 29, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Now, isn't that interesting? The predestination there is for saved people to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now, as you read through the book of Romans, he says, "For if we suffer with him, then we shall also be glorified together." And he says the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. He talks about the Spirit of God making groanings for us and the trials and the troubles that you and I would go through in life and some much more. But then he says, "But these things are working for good." Why? Because they're conforming us to the image of Christ. They're preparing us for eternity. That's why you stay true. Because, again, it's a love issue. See, Eve sees the moment. The deep inner person is ignored with God's commandment being ignored. The only deep thought is to figure out a way to justify why she's doing this. My friend, that's why the flesh must be crucified daily. 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 That is why we have Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever thing is true, whatsoever thing is are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Well, that is good, godly advice. Think, that is, dwell on it. Dwell on it. This is then seen in the difference between the two natures. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24, we read, "That you put off concerning the former conversation, the former life, the old nature, put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust." See, things that try to get you to emulate what you used to be but make it spiritual is deceitful. God doesn't want us to look like the world and act like the world and spiritualize. And he says, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Remember, think on these things. Or it's Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by how? The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we go on in verse 24 there of Ephesians 4. And he says, "And he put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." You see, true holiness is without veneer. It is, therefore, fully revealed by the Word of God. The mind renewed. And it fully lines up then, when it is renewed, with the Word of God. Psalms chapter 66, verse 18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Now, getting to know God so intimately that he is the foremost desire of your heart, even without exact knowledge at the moment, you will know when something is not right because it breaks fellowship with him. You see, standards as a Christian will lovingly grow stronger and stronger. Now, the carnal mind, the carnal Christian says, Your list will grow longer. Okay. But the loving mind says her love will grow stronger in its standard. And that's exactly what it is. Now, crucifixion in that day was a drastic action, but oh, it's so well defined what God wants us to do to that old nature. Put it to death. And once it's dead, don't try to resurrect it by emulation of trying to clean up the flesh and make it look like it's all right, to look at the world and emulate it, but try to make it as it pertains to God. That's actually what the children of Israel did in the wilderness. They built that old, had Aaron make them that golden calf, but they worshiped it unto Jehovah. It didn't please God at all. He was ready to destroy all of them, kill them all, if Moses had not interceded. You see, my friend, we are to be light, not a mixture of light and darkness. You see, when a sinner is converted, nothing happens to that old nature. It is hopelessly, incorrigibly corrupt. And it does not even attempt to improve itself. God does not seek to improve it, to convert it, or change it. God doesn't even try to make it better. Instead, he makes a new creature, the spiritual man, and he places that new nature in the believer alongside that old nature. You see, my friend, the new birth is not a rebirth. Rather, it is a new birth from above. And I remember reading of Dr. DeHaan saying that those same words, and certainly that is true today. That is very true today. And I hope that you grasp that. The flesh runs around doing what it feels like doing. The new nature is spiritual, and it's much more deep. Therefore, it weighs and bases its decisions on the test of righteousness and true holiness as according to the Word of God. But since it's a war, we must continually walk in the Spirit, or we will lose to the flesh. And that's an ongoing battle. But if we be led of the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's why you trust God. Now that moves us on then to the next verse, verse 25, I believe. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for